Advent, judgment, death, hell and heaven. And I thought this year I'd do that. Death will get a little bit dislocated because it's gift day on Monday week, so I'll be making that my focus next week. But today I will talk about judgment. In a fortnight's time, I will give you a little bit of death and quite a lot of hell. And then the week after that, I shall give you a bit more death and heaven. But I begin with judgment. It's the central theme of Advent. And the fact that Christmas now begins somewhere in the middle of November means that Advent really has broken down as a countdown to Christmas. And that might allow us to recover a little bit of its original thrust, which was about judgment, about looking ahead to the coming of Christ at the end of time as sovereign and as judge. The very word Advent comes from a Latin word, adventus, literally arriving, but referring specifically to the arrival of an emperor in a city of the empire. If you were living in Antioch in, let us say, the 3rd century, and you felt that you had had wrong done to you, you looked forward eagerly to Advent, to the adventus of the emperor. This was your chance to present your petition, to demand right, and to get justice. And if you were a corrupt official in Antioch, you dreaded the arrival of the emperor when he came in his adventus and started handing out the death sentences. It's a kind of fundamental image that underlines the Christian season of Advent. We wait for the arrival of the heavenly King in our city as he comes in a final judgment. The early Christian communities thought that that was going to happen very soon, partly on the basis of this morning's gospel, when Jesus says, "This generation won't pass away until all these things have happened." And in the second reading, Paul's trying to explain to the Thessalonians, he's rather struggling to do it, why it is that the Lord's coming has been delayed. Well, here we are 2,000 years after St. Paul, and the coming is even more delayed. But it is still true of the Christian church that we look forward to the final reckoning, to Christ's coming in judgment. And we need to use this unexpectedly long time of waiting well, but never to lose the sense that we're waiting. So we wait. And as we wait, we try to cultivate virtue. We try to do little acts of justice. We try to act compassionately. We try to become more ready to face the Lord when he comes. We cultivate habits of good thinking and of good acting.